So it was really, it was very, very good. Okay, that is it. We are out of time. As always, think happy. We'll see you.
I saw you there, just standing there. I thought I was
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Second day of April 2017. I'm your host, Doug Owen. As always, you can join me live at blacklistedradio.com. That's the hub, the mothership of the show. Interactive chat room, exclusive content, lots of features. You can text us. If you want to be part of the show, there's a lot of ways. Texting is easy. 512-222-3067. Get your thoughts out there. Got some great texts last week. By the way, I am your host and the lead editor at blacklistednews.com, and you can join us telephonically. Throw that out there, 800-313-9443. Talk to producer Ken. He'll get you on air. There's a lot to get into. Since last week, we focused a lot on some of the deep swamp, the military-industrial complex. When we talk about domestic policy, mainly money, federalized police departments, federalized states, federalized education systems, you see the purse strings and how that can control the message, for better or worse. It's something that I've talked about for years. And now that Trump is threatening money from sanctuary cities, that's become a focal point, big topic here in the U.S. Sanctuary cities, basically this is places where the police departments and the city councils, usually the mayors, have designated themselves the sanctuary city. They will not report some crimes, some misdemeanors to ICE, maybe other ones, or the statistics are pretty bad. I was trying to downplay maybe ICE's role in stopping criminals, and whether or not cities, police departments are turning over these criminals, rapists. I mean, that's usually the archetype for the media or for the demonization of illegal immigrants in the country, is that they're all rapers and this is killers, drug dealers, MS-13 gang members. There are a lot of ne'er-do-wells, a lot of bad guys, or as Donald Trump said, bad hombres in the country, but. You get into these really, I wouldn't say it's minutia, but people are definitely off in the weeds when it comes to domestic policy and the federalization of those. I guess that was the grander point I was trying to get to, is that when you have the federal government subsidizing schools, the schools have lost control of curriculum. They've lost control of a lot of the things that were being done or being decided at a county and state level. For better or worse, curriculum that you might find in a school, near where I live in Central Texas, might be pretty different than, maybe a creationist viewpoint that you get somewhere in nowhere, Arkansas. Not the biggest problem in the world, because kids can find a world of information. I don't know how much of what I learned as a young child really conveyed into my overall political view today. I don't worry about those issues nearly as much, but we've seen this loss of control, and that's become kind of a debate, although it's really just more of the you're going to kill people. Give me money. If we don't have this, PBS will go off the air. We need money, money, money. And at the same time, I've been a big advocate for the federal government spending less in all of this. And if you care about PBS, if you care about information that is meaningful to you and you find informative, invaluable analysis, like this show, I hope people can find that now and get to it and support it independently. And that's what we do with the show. And I want to thank all of you people out there that support and help us propagate the podcast. There's really this schism. If you haven't identified this yet, you know, I've heard several podcasts. I have to give credit to the No Agenda Show. I think that you know, really hit it on the head, where we see the left and the right completely in their own universes, where facts, you know, we are in a post-fact world. A lot of times when you hear that, they're saying, well, you know, we got fact checkers, and, you know, Donald Trump's pretty loose with facts and with truths, and really focusing on, you know, what Donald Trump is tweeting, or rather than having a broader look at the people that are the fact checkers. Snopes, some of these groups, you know, kind of, you know, take a lot of money from George Soros, number one, but number two, definitely have a left tint to what they find to be meaningful and relevant information. You know, that's really, you know, where we're at today with this whole debate about fake news. Fake news, fake news, fake news. CNN fake news, the Communist Corporation Network, or whatever you like to call them, whatever Rush Limbaugh has labeled them, gets catched and thrown around the right-wing media. So you have people just, you know, it's almost like this South Park version of politics. If you've never seen this one episode, it's worth watching. It's pretty funny. But basically all the people just smell their own farts, and they're just wafting them in wine glasses. And you have people that are so much for Trump and his agenda, hoping that he will get to fulfill it, that they're completely blinded by a lot of bad things that the Trump administration has already done. I mean, I imagine a lot of people that listen to the show have to have concerns about DAPL, the Dakota Access Pipeline, the Keystone XL Pipeline, activists being labeled as domestic terrorists, people that want to forcibly but peacefully resist the state are going to find themselves in a bad way. I don't know that I want to call Donald Trump an authoritarian, but definitely big pro police. And one of the things that he says, you know, law and order, over and over again during the campaign trail. So what does that lead to? But the people, even in the alternative media or the all right, as you call it, are all in. So really, when you read the news today, you have this schism, and you're reading something that is completely blinded by the anger towards the subject or the person, specifically the president of the United States, which is, you know, the focal point. You know, whether Donald Trump's doing a good job or a bad job, that will remain to be seen. It's really hard to tell in the first 100 days. Does he vacation a lot? Is he tied to a lot of people that made money from the Russians, Paul Manafort, of course, General Michael Flynn, who has gone through the ringer for money that he received for going to a speaking tour in talking to people at Russia Today, which is something that really scares me. I mean, when you think about the, you know, the demonization of anybody that's dealt with Russia Today, it's kind of scary. We're kind of going into this McCarthyist era, at least in that regard. You know, the focus has been for the last month, at least with the parallel universe left, the relationship between Donald Trump and his team, and of course Russia and their vested interests in this relationship. Although, Russia playing a huge role in the World Trade Organization, it's hard to negate the internationalist ideas of neo-globalism or neoliberalism, investing in countries across the world. You know, Russia wasn't hated. It was fine to do business with Russia just a few years ago before the massive propaganda campaign against Russia. And, of course, that is what we're seeing play out in Libya and in Syria, these proxy wars between the United States and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. So some big developments, but some of the hypocrisy. I saw Bill Maher talking with Roger Stone, the dirty trickster. And, of course, he's a guy that is tied to Donald Trump, sort of, and Alex Jones, and a lot of people in the alternative right media. He's somebody that's, I don't know if he's more of a S talker about his connections and all the people that he knows inside the networks. I mean, I don't really know what to make of Roger Stone. It's really hard to think that he's genuine. That's just my take when I watch him. I don't think that he's genuine. I think that he has an agenda. I just don't know if I necessarily call him a bad guy. But beyond all of this, he brought up Tony Podesta, who made $500,000 lobbying for a Chinese firm that was convicted of illegal sales to Iran. Now, that's not shocking. It's that the media does not care because they are in the left parallel universe. I would say that even Fox News, to a certain extent, you're going to hear these talking points on some of the shouting shows where they're just point by point. But when it comes to the nightly news, I mean, the amount of Fox viewers, CNN viewers, is so minimal compared to NBC, CBS, ABC, the nightly news, Lester Holt, Scott Pelley, David Muir, these people that lay down the narrative for the majority of Americans in this country. These are definite, established mouthpieces, at least CBS, NBC as well, with the CIA. They definitely have an agenda, and very inaccurate in a lot of cases. Not so much analysis. It's news. This is what happened today. Little personal interest pieces, some anti-Russian propaganda, and then let's talk about how everybody hates Donald Trump. Boom, puppy story. That's the news. That's what people get, sound bites of news. But, I mean, if you think about this, I mean, it just shows you the collusion, what the deep swamp, the deep state really is. And that is that you have people like Tony Podesta that's running Hillary Clinton's campaign. He's taking money from the Chinese. He's taking money, like General Flynn was, from the Israelis for a Turkish pipeline. Pipeline politics playing a pivotal role in the first 100 days of the Trump administration. Now, beyond all of that, beyond all of the, were the Russians involved? Did RT skew the vote? I mean, it's just phenomenally silly to think that stories that came out of Russia today were able to skew the vote away from Hillary Clinton. Rob Schneider, the actor, somebody who has been very vocal about vaccines and a lot of issues, had a pretty good saying. He said, lost the House in 2008, lost. It's like, no, Hillary Clinton, it's not Russia, it's you. It's that you suck. It's that, the one thing that we learned from the Podesta emails was that Hillary and the DNC worked together. Donna Brazile, this formerly at CNN, was giving her questions and letting her prep for talking points. The DNC worked to destroy and very effectively the Bernie Sanders campaign. People felt the burn, and then they felt the other burn, on the other side, the exit hole burn from the campaign. And then there was the whole, you know, let's close our noses and vote for Hillary. She's progressive. She's this. She's that. So all of that is just a bunch of hooey cockamimi. It's a bunch. Now, whether or not Trump and the Russians are more connected and, you know, his ties through the mafia, a lot of things, you know, that are probably pretty shady, pretty, you know, subpar. But for a billionaire businessman to not get some blood on his hands directly or indirectly, you know, that would be more shocking to me that somebody like Donald Trump has never, you know, engaged in shady, nefarious things, because he has. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, his you know, Trump University on the right. You're not going to find a lot of websites or a lot of right-wing commentators just talking about some of the hucksterism that is associated with Trump. You know, Trump brand wine. He doesn't drink wine, but he sells wine with his name on it. You know, how great could that wine really be? How much love goes into a bottle of Trump wine? So I'm not completely on either side, and that's why I think that the show is definitely reaching more people. Because I think, you know, some of us that are rationally looking at this are not drinking the Kool-Aid on either side of the aisle. So April Fools happened. Dun, 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 dun. Welcome to the reality, the world that we live in. I mean, isn't every day kind of April Fools? I've been waiting for people to say April Fools to me for a long, long time now. Google acquiring Spotify for $41.1 billion cash equity deal is something that got me at 7:30 in the morning. I'm like, really? Not shocking, but the deal is just so ridiculous. $41 billion equity deal. That's one I fell for. There's so much out there that was fake news, which is kind of funny because it brings us back to what it is, and that is ridiculous, outlandish stories that you can't believe from websites that you shouldn't take for you know, nonfiction. You shouldn't take them as anything more than The Onion. Oh, and sure, there's plenty of people out there that are fooled by fake news, but they're the same people that are probably, you know, reading about Bigfoot having sex with, you know, other investigators is somewhere in Seattle. I mean, if you're reading ridiculous, crazy headlines, I'm just trying to make up some in my mind, not doing a very good job of it. But, you know what I mean? It's just outlandish. Hillary Clinton is a part of a satanic cabal. I mean, those things are, you know, kind of hyperbolic clickbait. You know, and you have it in the alternative media too, where, you know, people like Alex Jones, who have been chastised for calling, you know, Hillary Clinton a mad, murderous, evil, satanic, blood demon. I mean, you just attach all these, you know, ridiculous things to it, and it seems like, wow, I can't believe he's saying that. And so it has that awe factor to it. Yeah, I mean, you can attribute a lot of deaths to Hillary Clinton, her policy, what she has stood for. That's why I still don't have any buyer's remorse, and I'm still pretty optimistic about where we're at, because the left at least has awakened to what is happening and are going to be looking for lots of solutions to, you know, I think environmental issues. That's where people are the most effective, is where they follow their passions and are activated, not pacified. So that's kind of a good thing. Political right, maybe time for that too. We'll talk about it on the other side. 800-313-9443. It's Blacklisted Radio. Do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I was a teenage anarchist, but the politics is just convenience. In the depths of their humanity, all I saw was bloodless ideology. With freedom as a doctrine, guess who was the new authority?
Alright, welcome back to Classic Radio. I get excited about some of these topics because I think that there's just so much out there that is absent from the conversation. It's absent from an analysis because you have people that are so invested in one team or the other. And that's one of the things. I'm very hopeful that Donald Trump is going to at least be effective in keeping the economy stable, developing the infrastructure in this company, this corporation we call America. It's something that's important to me because I have two young boys that are going to be, looking for jobs in just, 16, 17 years, looking to come out into the workforce. Hopefully, we're in a better place than we are today, where we're seeing this transition, this shift. Automation, for every one job that one robot that's created, six jobs are eradicated. What does that mean? Well, that means that many of the jobs you used to, have just 20 years ago, lucrative jobs. Perfect example. How about a travel agent? That's somebody that's completely antiquated in 2017. People don't have a travel business that has a storefront where they, people go in and say, "Hey, Molly, can you put together a travel plan?" People have apps. People have a different view of what it is to buy things today than they did just yesterday. So the key is, I don't make tons of predictions, but the key is to remain relevant and be able to change with the times. The people that will be left behind are the people that cannot adapt. And hopefully, usually we have time for generations to adapt. Now we have just exponential amount of technology at our hands that will be really the future, for better or worse. And I'm definitely not thrilled about the future that I foresee, and that is one where people have almost no control over their privacy and or their daily decisions. If the law enforcement wants to pull your car over, boom, it's a self-driving vehicle. It'll send it a signal, give it a request, digital warrant, ready to go, pull you right on over. Hopefully it's not one of the hundreds, if not thousands, of bad cops out there that have been exposed over the last few years that you run into. There's just this lack of, I think, the ability to control your own destiny. One of the things that I find very frightening, where you have no recourse, where you cannot resist, you cannot physically resist. There is no way to escape. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. There's no way to be able to control your money, which is primarily what people on planet Earth today are chasing. All right, so lawyers are bringing a defamation lawsuit against BuzzFeed for using clickbait headlines in an official court document. Of course, this going back to PeeGate, Donald Trump, the indecent exposure to Russian KGB and FSB, possibly the filming of perverted sexual acts by the now President of the United States, a.k.a. POTUS, as people like to call him. I'm just not going to do it. So when you talk about fake news, David Muir, I see quoting BuzzFeed. Of course, CBS and BuzzFeed are in the same family and owned under Viacom, I think. Don't quote me on that, but under umbrella organizations, GE Electric, there's six corporations that pretty much primarily own the majority of mainstream media, print and television today. So limited amounts of people that are in the game. And the few that are out there that are funded, that do a pretty good job of being critical of the United States government, are government funded by Russia. That would be Russia Today. So anyway, BuzzFeed gets a lot of credit. They are clickbait. They are the kings of fake news, which makes this all the more hilarious. But it doesn't matter to the people that are on Team A or B. They're drinking the Kool-Aid. We'll talk about it on the other side. Stay tuned. It's Blacklisted Radio. More to come.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
And I say, hey, 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 living like we're ready, kids. Hey, 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 living like we're ready, kids. Ready, kids. Ready, kids.
I love long live the pioneers. Sometimes the show's delayed. He's like, hey, man, we're cutting into it. All right, so. It's one of the benefits of going to blacklistedradio.com. You can get the back channel raw audio feed. So we were talking about BuzzFeed. I mean, that is how BuzzFeed became BuzzFeed, so wildly popular, so profitable, is because it was clickbait. I mean, that's, you know, these outlandish stories, mostly about celebrity gossip, you personal interest stuff. Fluff, 15 ways to improve your life, life hacks, things like that. But now it's considered to be a legitimate news source. How funny it is, how surreal. Anyway, so the media, of course, is trying its best to project this legitimacy. Now they have fact-checking, which is whatever. I mean, you know, at least it's objective. It'll give you something to Google. It'll give you something to be able to, you know, investigate on your own if you have the time. Most people don't. And, you know, at the same time, that's why I don't really worry about that, because, yeah, people that are doing things that are really productive for society, beneficial, you know, they're going to prosper more than likely. Whereas, you know, voting might not have those kind of, regardless on either side. That's why I just have become kind of, I've entered into my own parallel universe where during this show and most of the time when I'm reading news, doing what most of you do probably, and that is looking for interesting things to you know, put into your daily news diet to make you more informed. You know, that I'm a news junkie, so I enjoy doing this, and I think most of the people that probably listen to this do as well. But it's hard for people that just don't have the interest to become informed, and I don't know if they ever will be. I mean, there's plenty of people, and why? You know, if you're figuring out you know, how to run a farm, I understand why you're not you know, that politically inclined to follow the news. Most of the people that are fanatical fans of the news are people that are unemployed and watch TV talk shows all day long. So you always have to consider the people that are consuming CNN 24 hours a day. I mean, who are these people? And we're talking hundreds of thousands, not millions of people. But BuzzFeed, I mean, the reach, the global reach is probably humongous. So, you know, I talked about Donald Trump, some of the things that I'm very concerned about. With Trump approval, Pentagon expands war fighting authority. The alternative media has pretty much turned a blind eye. And I say that, I mean, just the establishment kind of left-right, let's support Trump. The all-in on Trump are not talking about this. Came out of AP. Week by week, country by country, the Pentagon is quietly seizing more control over war-fighting decisions, sending hundreds more troops to war with little public debate, and seeking greater authority to battle extremists across the Middle East and Africa. Now, this is what you're promised by Donald Trump. Maybe you're excited about that. The Pentagon will no longer be giving numbers of how many people are on the ground. This is part of the platform as well, to not tell the enemy what we're doing, or you know, the American people. How many people are being lost? How many people are fighting? What our investment is around the world? And now you can always make the case that that's a good thing, Doug. We don't want them to know. There's some of you out there listening who are saying that, Doug, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. You know, I really think it is, because I am a peacenik. I'm somebody that believes that peace is much more profitable. War is where we see the transition of power and the consolidation of that from other people. Just look at Muammar Gaddafi, the billions that Goldman Sachs got away with that they never paid out on his dead, sodomized body. Not to mention all of the money that he paid to the UK for lots of weaponry that never was delivered. We're talking about billions of dollars in weapons. So the weapons contractors, the banks, definitely, you know, profited heavily. Not to mention, of course, the lack of competition from Muammar Gaddafi's gold-backed currency that he was planning to use, which would have taken the U.S. dollar's role out, or at least probably completely out, of African nations, where we have AFRICOM today operating. So why do we care about Africa? Lots of minerals, lots of resources, all of these computers, robots, and other nifty things that are going to be part of the technocracy are being the raw metals are being extracted. So you have China that has a huge presence. In the next 15 to 20 years, they plan to have over a billion Chinese people in China, in Africa. They're building roads. They're playing a huge role. And that's where the geopolitical situation in modern day, what you'd call real politics, is taking place. On the battlefield, in these nations, providing security for multinational corporations, for investments by the IMF, the World Bank, to expand the U.S. dollar's role in these countries, i.e. the U.S. markets, bringing them under the umbrella of the U.S. and all of our systems, and pushing them away from China, Russia, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. So there's no hocus pocus. I think a lot of people are kind of confused. You know, one of the things that Trump did say is that we're not going to have an interventionist policy. Those things are stupid, dumb. Look at the trillions of dollars now in the aggregate that we have wasted in Iraq. I mean, it's just unfathomable the amount of money that could have been put into rebuilding and making America great again. I mean, I don't care where you're at, what part of the political spectrum you find yourself within or around, no one can deny this boondoggle. And now the media, especially the left-wing media, is just loving George Bush. Oh my God, he's the greatest thing. He's got this new book that he's pushing where he's taken portraits and painted them of wounded veterans. They fell in love with the man that made war possible. And when you see the mental, literal, proverbial jumping of the shark moment where George Bush is on Jimmy Kimmel and Democrats are just eating him up. They're just loving it. And that's just one of the many things I think that were really, you know, huge eye-openers to me. And that is that people are easily swayed. And that most of the people on the left and a lot of people that are, you know, more fiscally conservative, libertarian, that fall on the right, all of them are a lot of them are people that are not ideological in their political values. They're people that are swayed by the person themselves. I think that's why Bill Clinton really spoke to me when I was 18 years old. I was like, this guy's cool. Plays the saxophone. I've talked about it often. I mean, most people vote on feelings, not facts, on the general feeling that they get from them. That's one of the things that's really hard for me. As much as I hated Hillary Clinton for the things that she did, the policies she enabled, the money that she took from the Goldman Sachs consortium, same people that are back in power under Donald Trump. No change there. So if you're a Bernie Sanders guy, I don't know how you could have liked Hillary Clinton, and I'm sure you're not probably happy about Donald Trump either, most of you. But, you know, there's something to be said about being aware of being at war. We have become so disconnected from the reality of what politics is. You have politics for the people. They watch it on the nightly news. And then you have what's going on, all the aforementioned, proxy wars and domination on a global scale that the U.S. empire, the military-industrial complex, needs to take us into the 21st century. So in their mind, not my mind, I mean, I think that we could spend a lot more domestically and get a lot more bang for our buck. We spend a lot of money on our military might. And if that's the only thing that we find can bring peace is war, then, you know, where are we at today? It's the only thing. I mean, I guess there is an argument to made for mutual assured destruction. India and Pakistan, probably a great example. Two countries that have nuclear weapons, and it's probably the only reason they haven't committed genocide against one another. So there's something to be said about, you know, enough people having their hand on the lever to blow up the planet that somehow can bring about or justify a global legal system, global taxation system at some point. I don't know. I mean, that's just, you know, what I see when I pull back the curtain. You know, some of the things that are really happening that are just absent from conversation. So empowering the police departments, empowering the federalized, militarized police departments across the country, which are that way because primarily they are fighting the drug war. We've talked about it. You got a better chance of being hit by lightning than you do by being killed by a terrorist. So why do we need tanks? Why do we need command centers? Why do we need fusion centers? All of that apparatus that has come, has become part of the infrastructure under Bush, under Obama. Well, it's the drug war, which, you know, if if Jeff Sessions has anything to say about it, we'll continue and continue. You know, he's another guy. Gets lots of money from private prison corporations. He's gotten a lot of money from lobbyists for police unions. He's vested in the war on terror, which has manifested out of the war on drugs. It's justified this. So Connecticut is now set to become the first state to allow deadly police drones. Now, it's not shocking. We remember the assassination of a bad guy just a few a bad hombre just a few months ago in Dallas, Texas, where they put explosives on a robot, drove it to the location where the shooter was, allegedly, and blew up something. You know, I that story is fishy as F. And so it's not the first time that we've seen people being killed with machinery and or robotics. I think of Rachel Corrie. There's a lot of people that have been killed by machinery, usually with the human behind the controller. You know, that's kind of passe, but to actually arm them, Connecticut could become the first state to allow police to use drones equipped with deadly weapons if a bill opposed by civil libertarians, people like you and I, becomes law. The bill, which was approved overwhelmingly by the state legislature judiciary committee on Wednesday, would ban so-called weaponized drones in the state, but exempts police and other agencies involved in law enforcement. So, yeah, just a sign of where we're at today. Technology empowering the police with new tools. It's another big boondoggle for companies, or not a boondoggle. It is for the taxpayers. It's a boon for drone manufacturers. And that's another reason why they want to license and control people with drones. And that's why we're seeing stories how ISIS is killing people with drones. They're making their own drones, which is nothing more than, you know, a bottle rocket or, you know, a chunk of C4 tied to a quadcopter. I guess you can call it, you know, what's a drone? There's different levels, you know, a Predator or a Reaper drone, or, you know, their successors now are, you know, the sizes of regular planes. I mean, they're not little tiny things. People think drones are like, oh, there's a little robotic or a little, you know, single prop airplane or maybe a quadcopter. No, I mean, these things are huge. They're like big, you know, F-14 size things in the air. So, you know, I mean, this is the Orwellian future at some point. It's just a matter of time before they put guns on all these creepy robots that General Dynamics has been building. The, you know, just spur nightmares. you think, wow, Total Recall seemed like a really bad society. I mean, Total Recall right now where we're at would be a good turnout. It would be better than what we have today. The technology so surpassed even the imaginations of those makers. For the writers for that film, you know, 1984, we're way beyond that. People have found out that they're, you know, this is something that's a realization for me. It's a huge story. People found out that their smart TVs are listening to them. They're watching them. Did you hear any protest? Were people throwing their TVs out in the streets? Were people demanding Vizio give them their money back? Did you hear anything on the nightly news about this? This, you know, violation of our privacy, the Fourth Amendment? No, nothing. Not a peep. I remember when they installed the TSA body scanners. At least we had some naked protesters that went to the airports and bitched about it a little bit. You know? Yeah, it's bullcrap. And then this, on the heels of the video that came out last week with the TSA official getting up close and personal with a young 10 or 12-year-old boy whose mother said he had special needs and, you know, a good minute 30 groping, saw the video. I mean, to be honest, I wasn't that shocked by it. That's what you do. That's the standard operating procedure. It's not okay. It's not right. It's invasive and ineffective, but it's the way that it is. So you know, there is a huge amount of money to be made from the police state. Perfect example, the DA has stolen $3.2 billion from Americans without charges since 2007. Washington Post had this piece which highlighted the DA's administration taking billions of dollars from people who were never charged with criminal activity. So according to a report by the Justice Department inspector, since 2007, the report found the DA has seized more than $4 billion in cash suspected involvement in the drug trade, but 81% of those seizures totaling $3.2 billion were conducted administratively. So you can beat the rap, but you're not going to beat the ride, and the government will take your money. So it's a lot of cash, $3.2 billion. Wrap your mind around it. We'll take a quick break. Final segment on the other side. It's Blacklisted Radio. Stay tuned.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Radio. Yeah, some of the crazy stuff that is happening today surrounds the business of extorting people for capital, using the illicit drug trade to create a dark money pool that is then used outside of the system. So that's one of the reasons I think that, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if cash goes away, because literally so many of these banks are dependent upon cold hard cash, drug money to keep solvent. So, and same thing for the Department of Corrections and the DEA, just to name two big, huge organizations under the U.S. government that are seeking funding and seeking a justification for their jobs. That's why, you have this. I mean, there's this this great post I'll leave you with. Cops brag about arresting a woman for pot on Facebook as they ignore 10,000 rape kits. And the cops were really excited. They caught this chick. She had a couple melted gummy bears and a couple lollipops. Trumped up the charges for distribution, which is a whole nother level. I think this took place in Florida. But the overwhelming reaction to this was that the cops were a-holes. That immediate, I mean, this kind of press, this negative press would not have happened. And so it shows you how they're still living in that world where people think that, you know, smoking plants or so many trivial things. I mean, quite honestly, you know, whether or not somebody can put something in their body legally, it's just an outdated. It's an outdated system. Its days are numbered. And when, you know, you have people in power that have lived their whole lives off of that system, they feel very threatened. And that's why you have this resurgence. The DA knows that they're getting no support from the community for what they are doing. And this is a prime example. I mean, the overwhelming negative response on their Facebook posts, like, great job, good job. Meanwhile, you have real criminals that are aggressing against people that are being let go. I think that's why, you know, bringing it back to the sanctuary cities and whether or not ICE and these police departments can keep you safe from return offenders from Mexico and South America, wherever, globally, why that's become an issue. It's because it's become blatantly obvious that the police departments are no longer focusing on things that citizens want. General citizens want protection and for their property and for their lives. And that's the core function that the police departments should serve. So, wow, it's an enlightening time for sure. I think a lot of people are falling out of schism A or B and starting to come around to, you know, I think you should just be a self-interested person when it comes to your politics. And what matters to you? And at the end of the day, I'd say 95% of the people out there listening agree on most of those issues. So I hope you enjoyed the show, guys. I really did. It was pretty fast and furious, fun hour. I'll be back next week for another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. I hope you will as well. Go to blacklistedradio.com, support us, get the post-produced podcast in its final format and exclusive content there. And I'll see you next week. Take care.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.